It's Wisconsin Bike Week, with events across the state promoting bicycling. In Milwaukee, the city reports progress towards earning a top biking designation. However, activists say that there is still much more to accomplish, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
3 years ago, Mayor Tom Barrett announced plans for Milwaukee to become a platinum-level bicycle-friendly city. Platinum is the top rating in a system that the League of American Bicyclists uses to rank communities on factors like bicycling safety, education, and engineering of bike lanes and roadways. Madison is at platinum. No Wisconsin city is at the second level, gold. But Barrett says Milwaukee recently moved up to the third highest level, silver, joining Shorewood, Appleton, Fitchburg, and La Crosse. The mayor announced the change at a Monday news conference.
We're going up. We're going up. We're going up.
Milwaukee Public Works Commissioner Jeff Polinsky says the upgrade to silver is largely due to a policy approved last fall called Complete Streets. Polinsky says it aims to make it safe, enjoyable, and convenient to walk, bike, or take transit, no matter one's age or ability.
We certainly have installed some, kind of starting protected bike lanes, better bike facilities, but just the fact that we now have a solid complete streets policy that we're going to, move forward with.
Last year, Milwaukee installed the city's first protected bike lanes that physically separate bicycles from other moving vehicles on the North Avenue and Locust Street bridges over the Milwaukee River, and on East Kilbourne Avenue. This year, those lanes will be installed on Jefferson Street downtown and on part of Hawley Road on the west side. Caressa Givens of the Wisconsin Bike Federation and Milwaukee Safe and Healthy Streets says she appreciates the changes, but she warned Barrett and the alderpersons at the news conference that the heat will be on to develop connected bike and walk networks.
I'm serious, though, y'all. I'm going to get up in your office with my friends, with the community here, and we're going to be in your office, and we want to do this.
While the greater space given to bicyclists may annoy some drivers, Givens says there are signs that fewer cars are speeding on those streets. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.